get you by the goosebumps, goosebumps. Gotta get you by the goosebumps, gotcha. They gonna get you by the goosebumps, goosebumps. Gotta get you by the goosebumps.
Hello and welcome to Drunken Book Club. I'm your not-so-drunken under-the-sea host, Christopher the Ruple, joined with...
Sam.
Brandon Fisher. Last name revealed.
It's not. Noelia.
Lucky Finn Weiss.
Lucky Finn Weiss.
Yeah, let's go.
we're gonna be what's it called, fishing for Weiss today.
Yay!
Because today is a birthday episode.
Woo-hoo!
Will the birthday person please stand up?
Please stand up.
He's definitely standing.
Happy birthday, Noelia.
This is an audio show.
It is a birthday episode for Brandon. He requested an adventure book based around fishing, which I couldn't find a fishing. I tried.
I swear, there's gotta be.
There's gotta be, but it takes a lot of research, and I don't have.
There's gotta be like a camping book that has some fishing.
We did have a camping book with fishing.
We made a lot of incest jokes.
Yeah,
what was fishing in that?
Oh,
I remember they drowned.
You were here.
Yeah,
for
I remember they drowned.
But... I think you could have chosen the fishing stuff, but we didn't, and we didn't get a chance to use it.
We went with a bad ending.
Yeah,
more of a sad ending.
It's a bad ending.
Yeah.
Okay.
Your sister died. That's a bad ending.
Yeah, that is a bad ending.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
But you lived.
Did we hate her?
No.
No, we loved her.
Quite the opposite.
We loved her a lot.
We loved her much.
Fair enough.
We loved her in bed.
May, I'm pretty sure you slept through half of that, and I was very glad you did.
Yes, yeah.
But I found a choose-your-own-adventure book called Journey Under the Sea, and I feel like, hey, if we're going to be fishing, I feel like we'll be undersea fishing. Like, we'll have to, like... shoot a shark with a what's it called, the harpoon gun. There we go. That's fishing. Harpoons count as fishing, right?
Sure.
Yeah. So that was, there are sports books, and I really want to find this one. So there's this one series that another podcast, shout out to the Goosebuds podcast. They read this one sports one about a kid playing football, and it's like super depressing. Like, you lose the game, your parents, or I think your mom dies.
Oh my god!
Like, your dad leaves you, and you become homeless because you don't want to live with, like, get found by the system and get, like, sent to Japan.
Hey, that's what happens when you lose the big game.
Yeah. And, like, it's super depressing.
And that's, like, in the first few pages.
Yeah.
Like, it's, like,
it's smack dab right there.
It's
just
not one
like,
of those, like,
you
made the wrong choices.
I hate that your dad...
It just starts there.
I hate that your dad disowns you.
Yeah.
It's weird.
No, he doesn't disown you. I think he leaves or something. I can't remember. Maybe they died. I don't remember exactly because I haven't heard that episode in a while.
But either way,
it was basically
but there's a whole series of these books, and I'm just like, I want to see what the soccer kid happens. Like, do parents want to try to kill him because he wants to play soccer?
No, the parents are just quietly hostile toward each other, and you have to sit through a whole dinner without trying to get mad enough to actually get physical.
Nice.
That would be a really good choose-your-own-adventure, like a hostile dinner. With your parents, and you have to make, like, do you make eye contact with your mom right now?
She asked you to pass the salt, what do you do? You go, this bitch empty heat.
So this copy came from a discard. This was actually supposed to be tossed out. I got a book lot of a bunch of Choose Your Own Adventure books.
Ooh.
And this was from, like, during the pandemic. But this may have belonged to a person named Carla Emerson before it, or maybe they did deface the book by putting their name in it.
Thanks, Carla.
Also, West Side.
West Side!
My favorite character.
Yeah.
West Side.
Oh, man. That's like old book right there.
Yeah.
Let's have a...
Oh, dang, yeah. That paper.
Yeah. Like,
all
that,
right.
That is like old book.
It's like cotton.
Oh, hold on, let me...
Yeah.
Book ASMR.
Sam, you're gonna do it, you're supposed to... Duh. Also, I want to make a little comment on the cover. It looks kind of like the Futurama ship a little.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see it.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
A little bit like the Futurama ship on the cover there. Mm.
All right, so my goal with this is to get to the fishing as soon as possible.
All right, let's see.
So we got to make our choices to get to the fishing.
Oh, hold on. Should we do like a rule since it's his birthday? Like he gets to trump like
Brandon gets three votes.
Three votes?
Whoa,
yeah.
Okay, wait. Three votes just means that I can't be outvoted. Let's do two.
Okay, two. Oh,
two.
All right, that's fine.
Brandon
I'm just saying
two.
He can veto a decision.
Okay. How about you get one normal vote. You can choose up to two times. You get two votes, and then you get a super vote when you want to do something you really want to do and no one else
wants to do. I have like points, like a point system.
Yeah, I feel like it's only fair.
All right, sure.
All right.
This book was dedicated to my friends Ramsey and Anson.
Okay.
Those are very uncommon names.
Yeah.
And Anson?
Yes. A-N-S-O-N. Anson, right?
Anson.
Anson.
From Kingdom Hearts.
You know, Anson.
Oh, God, we made a great Kingdom Hearts joke in Victory Through Air Power, and I can't wait for people to... I can't remember... Yeah, it was in that one.
Yeah.
I laughed so... That episode is... I'm sorry, we're talking about another podcast in the middle of our own podcast, of our own podcast.
I mean, that's what we gotta do.
Especially if an episode that's not out yet and won't be out, I think, until after, like, a good time after that one.
Well, look forward to that, kids.
Oh, God. There's a great Kingdom Hearts joke in there. Mm-hmm. Just saying.
Sorry, related to Kingdom Hearts. I have one friend that, he's like, I know your type. And he just sent me, I don't know the name. I'm not in the fucking Kingdom Hearts fandom. But goddamn, if, like, from aesthetics alone, he's not
just
wrong.
Just Makima, but...
Alrighty.
Yeah.
Edgier.
Zigbar was my favorite. You? Because of the guns. Sorry.
You!
Sorry.
Are not an underwater explorer, but everyone else is.
Oh no, I'm just drowning.
It's because you can't tie a knot. I'm sorry.
To go back to Bender, or to go back to Futurama, he's Bender, and we're all the Globetrotters.
Yeah. you are leaving to explore the deepest oceans. Okay, sorry. So speaking of, so I'm on job sites, right? And one of the jobs that keeps popping up for me is working on a ship, like on like one of those, what's it called, the Thing of Norway or whatever. I don't know.
What?
Like a cruise ship?
Yeah, a cruise ship. Yeah, and I'm like, that'd be so cool. But then I'm like, man, I don't know if I get seasick though.
Yeah,
that'd be a shitty way to find out.
Yeah.
Do you commute from here?
The
desert?
Yeah, I can meet from the desert.
The boat just pulls up.
Yeah.
That's my ride, guys.
No, it's what's it called? They have a tala, like a, not, oh god,
like a bus?
Like a festival or whatever. That they're like, what's it called? Doing like, would you be interested festival thing that you have to, like, a job fest. There we go. A virtual job fest. That's what it's called.
Mm.
So if you're interested in a job like that, hey, there you go. They would probably pay for you to get over to wherever you need to go.
Hopefully.
I would hope, because I would not do it unless they did. You must find the lost city of Atlantis. This is the most challenging assignment because it's not real.
Whoa.
The end.
It's fake news.
Whoa.
It is morning and the sun pushes up on the horizon. The sea is calm. You climb into the narrow pilot's compartment of the underwater vessel, Seeker, with your special gear. The crew of the research vessel, Mare... I feel like it should be moray, like a moray eel, but it's M-A-R-A-Y.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm a little disappointed with that one. Especially since I really like moray eels.
Mary?
It's M-A-R-A-Y. Mary?
Okay.
Mary.
Mary.
Mary. Sam, look up the origin of Mary. Mary!
I have Mary Manchester.
Oh, that's a real name then. Okay, never mind.
What is a Mary? Pacific round herring.
Oh.
Huh.
Oh,
occurring in
fish.
Great numbers off the coast of Australia. Oh, I think it's those little fish from fucking Finding Nemo.
Oh, the ones that insult his dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My dad.
Yeah, because you're a lame fin.
Mine actually didn't come back for me, though.
Aww.
Moving on.
Now begins the plunge into the depths of the ocean and depression. Since your dad didn't come back.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah, that's it, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there we go. The Seeker crew begins lowering by a strong but thin cable. Within minutes, you are so deep in the ocean that little light filters down to you. The silence is eerie as the Seeker slips deeper and deeper. I feel like I would have music on, personally, but that's just me. But, you know, whatever, book. You're in a futuristic little submarine, you can't have a little iPod with you.
Sorry, it takes up the same port as the Logitech controller.
I was going to say, yeah, do you think on that submarine, do they have music?
My dumb stepdad's drowning in a submarine. At least I got his money and all I did was nothing.
You peer out the thick glass porthole and see fish drifting past, sometimes stopping to look at you, an intruder from another world. Now the cable attaching you to Marae is extended almost to its limit. You have come to rest on the ledge near the canyon in the ocean floor. that supposedly leads to the lost city of Atlantis.
Okay.
You have a special sea suit that will protect you from the intense pressure of the deep if you choose to walk about on the sea bottom. You can cut loose from the cable if you wish because the seeker is self-propelled. You're now in another world. If you decide to explore the ledge where the seeker has come to rest, turn to page 6. That means get the fuck out. If you decide to cut loose from the mare and dive into the seeker, into the canyon, in the ocean floor, turn to page 5.
Oh my god, that's a lot of choices right off the bat.
It's 2.
Dang.
Oh. Wait, I thought those were... Okay.
No, that's 2. So you're either going to stay in the submarine and cut loose, or you're going to get out of the submarine and try to explore the canyon.
Let's get out.
Let's get out. Yeah. Let's get out. That sounds like some fishing to me.
Yeah, that's closer to fishing.
If you grab a fish, is it technically fishing?
Yeah. Hey, no! There's another choice already. Nice.
Dang.
Okay.
They knew how to make them back in the day.
They did. They really did. Your sea suit will protect you from the intense pressures of the deep. It has a little mohawk. I'll show you the picture once I'm finished with the page, because it contains a spoiler. It is a tight fit and takes you some time to put it on. Why didn't you just put it on but when you got into that? Whatever.
I need to pee.
Finally, you slip. You just pee in the ocean.
But if I pee, it's I pee in water. The suit.
Yeah, but you're in the ocean then.
You're in the suit.
No, because the suit's supposed to be pressurized, meaning that there is probably a difference between you and the suit. So you just have like...
Astronauts can pee in their suits. Why can't the seaman?
Hey, I don't make the rule.
Yeah. Don't they pee in their suits, astronauts?
I'm pretty sure they have, like, a hole or something.
I think they're supposed to just pee.
Yeah, a hole out their pee.
No, just, like, in the ISS.
They just send
hold on, I'm gonna look it up now.
They just send pee into, the void of space.
Sorry, all I can think of is, like, some, like, fucking alien or something, like,
didn't you guys ever see the movie, oh my god, the one with Harlan Williams, Marsman? No. God.
It's not Martian.
No, it's not the Martian. No, that's what Matt Damon.
That's the poop. It's
the one that's
pee.
Like, I got yeah, the whole... Poo-poo.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one. Yeah. Oh, my God. What is it called? Oh, my God.
So.
It's like a big blueberry.
Yes.
A quick editor's note. I'm aware the movie's called Rocket Man. I had to actually Google it way afterwards because I still couldn't remember what the fucking movie was called. I love this movie, but I have not seen it in so long. So, there we go. Rocket fucking Man. Great movie. Great, great dumbass comedy. It's so bad. It's so good. Go watch it. Okay, bye.
So they basically wear a diaper.
Okay. Yeah, so they can pee themselves.
Nice.
It's called a maximum absorbency garment, but it's a...
Yeah, that's what a diaper is.
they're like, I don't want to sound like I'm wearing a diaper. Oh, we need a I'm totally cool space a name for this.
The Meg was developed because...
Okay, it is a strange and marvelous world where your every move is slowed down. You begin to explore with your special handheld searchlight.
You examine the
ledge of the canyon. Suddenly a school of bright yellow angelfish dart by, almost brushing you. You made them move so fast. Are they being chased? Ooh. Then you see it. The seeker is in the grips of a huge sea monster.
What?
It is similar to a squid, but is... enormous. Squid's gonna be big.
Nah. It's a giant squid.
Wait, so we made the right choice.
Yes, you guys did. The seeker is just a toy in its long, powerful tentacles. You seek shelter behind a rock formation. You know the spear gun you carry will be useful against the monster. It looks as though it will destroy the seeker. Fish of all sizes huddle with you in an attempt to escape the monster. So there's a picture of the giant squid.
So jeez. This is a weird, like sidebar.
Yeah.
But those aren't tentacles. Those are arms.
Yeah.
Tentacles are the, like, ones on the side.
It's not technically a squid. So...
it's just a monster.
It's just a monster. So it could technically be tentacles.
True.
So, shut up.
Hey, I'm just saying what
actually,
I know.
They are, what's it called? They are tentacles because they do have, like, the suction cups.
Arms also have... because octopus okay. have arms.
Do they have arms?
Yeah, their arms, not tentacles.
Tentacles.
Really?
Testicles. So it's literally not called tentacle porn anymore. It's like...
Also, hold up. Before anything else, there's like these two fish by your legs that are like going, whoa?
They're like, what the hell?
They're also freaking out with you. Oh my gosh, it has eyes. The sea monster has eyes.
The little fish by your legs.
Yeah, the little, oh shit. Yeah. Fuck. Yeah, so arm is a limb that's covered in suction cups from beginning to end. Okay. Tentacles have suckers at only its end.
Okay, so they're like, they are all arms then.
Then what has tentacles?
Squids have tentacles. Those two, like...
The
like,
two.
It's like the two long arms.
Ones that are like...
That's so dumb.
So you're why? So you're afraid of arms.
Yeah. You said as you put your arms on
me. Hey, she's with you because you only have one.
She's scared of arms.
Not the arm.
Not arm.
Plural. Okay, here's your choices, guys. If you stay hidden close to the seeker, turn to page 10. If you try to escape in the hope that rescuers will see you, turn to page 12.
What rescuers?
Rescuers down under.
No, rescuers.
Yeah, we gotta stay hidden close to the seeker, because you'll definitely take a shot at this fucker.
Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because that's closer to fishing than not.
Yeah. Hey, another choice
We're
already.
Fishing for the sea monster!
The giant squid tosses and turns the seeker, but finally the creature grows tired of its new game and jets off with an enormous squirt of water.
What?
You now are free to leave your hiding place and examine the seeker for damage.
Just leaves a wet fart. Wet fart. Yeah,
look that. Hey, people don't know about that yet. To your dismay, the airlock entrance has been jammed shut. You're locked out of the seeker. The crew of the Marais, however, suspected trouble when you did not respond to a routine radio check, and they are now lowering an escape platform to you.
Radio check? We heard nothing.
Well, exactly. You didn't hear it. It's inside.
Oh, that's true.
Numbnuts.
Makes sense.
Once on the platform, you radio them to start the slow pull to the surface. To avoid the bend's rapid expansion of nitrogen bubbles in your blood, they will have to bring you up very slowly. I learned that from Man of Medan.
What is that?
It's a horror anthology game. It's the spiritual successor to Until Dawn.
Oh.
Yeah. No one played Until Dawn?
Nope.
I didn't like that game.
Yeah. Really? It's simple.
I like Rami Malek.
Yeah. You didn't like his creepy eyes being like...
He was like, hold on, I gotta get my Freddie Mercury dentures.
No, this was when he was younger, it's okay. Just as the platform begins to move, the giant squid suddenly returns as if, from nowhere, it is headed directly at you. If you decide to fight the squid with your spear gun, hoping to scare it off, turn to page 17. If you decide to signal Marais to pull you up at top speed, knowing you'll get the bends, turn to page 18. You'll fucking die.
Fishing.
Yeah.
Hey, it's another choice. We haven't died yet. Oh, wait. Let me just make sure I chose the right
I like fish. How the fishing options have been kind of like, you're going to die kind of options.
You might die. You'll die.
So right, it's kind
it's
of
a dangerous game.
It's a very dangerous game. It's like hunting man.
Just with more arms.
Yeah. With a rush of water, the giant squid attacks you. Two 20-foot tentacles, with their pulsing suction cups, reach out trying to ensnare you. You dive off the platform and rapidly fire two of your spears. They strike the squid close to its two monstrous eyes, but the squid keeps on coming. One of the tentacles wraps around your diving helmet and ruptures the steel to your suit.
Oh.
You fire your last spear, hoping to hit the monster in the vulnerable spot.
Right in the balls.
Water is beginning to trickle into your suit. You signal the Marais to haul you up fast. Emergency hoist! You must have hit the squid. It floats away, writhing and thrashing. You think you're about to black out. You wake up on the deck of the Marais and are quickly rushed to the decompression chambers to ward off the effects of the bends. In a few days, you're better and start to worry about diving into the abyss again.
Oh, no.
If you decide to quit the expedition now, turn to page 32. If you decide to go back down to the deep, turn to page 33.
I'm kind of tempted to end it just to see what the ending is.
Yeah.
But come on, we gotta go to the deep.
We went to the PTSD,
they are right next to each other, so we can just read the next one. If it's an instant...
I'm curious, but we should definitely go down the other route.
I want to see...
Okay, so quit. Who votes for quitting?
Quitting for now.
You wanted to quit, right?
No, I wanted to go to the deep.
I thought you wanted to quit.
It'd be funny.
I do, just to find out what's happened.
Okay, let me take a look. If it's an ending, I'll read it. If it's not, we'll do the other one. All right. Wait, Sam didn't. Okay, yeah, it's an ending. So we'll go ahead and read it.
Okay.
So you're a quitter. Maybe you want his bottle? No.
Loser. With,
loser! You're a loser! The great sorrow, you decide that it is wisest to leave the expedition now. You can't risk returning to the great depths below. So you reluctantly return to the United States. A fucking loser. You're invited to tell of your adventure on several major television shows. While on one such show, a special news flash announces to the world the discovery of Atlantis. Dang! You regret your decision, but you didn't really have a choice, did you?
The end.
Rub it in.
That's so good.
That is better than anything I could have thought of. Of like, oh, you didn't do it? Someone else did it, you yes. little shit. You're too scared of a giant squid. Baby.
That's so good.
That fucking was... rubbing salt in that wound.
Oh, that was beautiful. That was good.
Oh, we could end right there and it'd be okay.
No. We need to go actually fishing.
We need to go to
we
the
haven't
deep.
Fished yet.
Deep.
We harpooned that bitch.
We tried to fish.
So okay, fair enough.
We didn't catch it. Or kill it.
Fair enough. You can't resist the adventure beneath the sea. You must go down again. And after several weeks of rest, you enter the Seeker and slip quickly into the deep. Wink.
Not without lube, you're not.
You bring the Seeker to rest by the Great Canyon in the ocean bottom, and wearing your special suit, you venture out into the depths. There are no signs of the giant squid, and you feel safe. It's a Kraken. That makes sense now.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. I was just thinking about that. It's like, it's Atlantis, so it'd be Greek, so yeah, Kraken. What's Kraken?
It was released.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm, okay. Liam Neeson, say your line. I don't want to.
Release the Kraken!
Rounding a rock formation, you come upon the wreck of an ancient Greek ship. How strange to find this ship intact so far below the surface. What brought it here? Was it visiting Atlantis before the Lost Continent slipped beneath the sea? You take pictures and make notes in your special undersea book. Maybe this ancient ship hides the secret to Atlantis! If you go aboard the Greek ship, turn to page 45. If you return to the surface to report your findings, turn to page 46.
I guess we're going to board the ship.
Board the ship.
Okay. Board the ship.
Boarding ships.
Yeah.
Page 45. Doo-doo-doo. Boom. Boom. Cautiously, you enter the ship's cabin. Clay jugs called amphorae? Amphorae's. Yes, I can speak Greek. Once filled with oils and wines are strewn about. You know, if they're sealed tight, you might still have some wine in there.
I'm about to say. Might be.
That's some fine age wine, if I tell you. That shit will fuck you up, literally.
See, all I can think of is, like, the ancient, when people are like, eat the ancient cheese, drink the ancient wine.
Yeah, drink the ancient wine. It turns out you're drinking oil.
And it's just been rancid.
Yo, what if you find fucking Greek fire? Oh, my God.
Fuck Atlantis.
Yeah, fuck Atlantis. You're going to be fucking gajillionaire. You guys know what Greek fire is, right?
No, what is that?
So it's this lost... Okay, so it's lost to time, but it's pretty much napalm before napalm. It was literally, could set ships on fire no matter how wet they were.
Oh.
It literally was ancient fire, like, flamethrower. Like, they just, like, fucking, Greeks fucked people up with it. Shit, yeah.
But they don't know how it was made.
They lost the recipe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. It's probably just wine.
It's just wine! Oh, this is a Greek accent!
No, they actually found napalm and they just were like, shh. It's a mystery.
We'll keep this for later.
There are no remains in the crew. You do have a sense of being in ancient Greece, and it is a strange feeling. A door leads to a smaller cabin. On a table near the rear of this cabin is a golden box. You open it and find the remains of a map. And Pandora's box is open! Ah!
Yeah, I was gonna say, and all the evils of the world escape again.
Ah!
You fucking idiot.
You can't put Pandora back in its box.
No.
Did you guys see that? I think it was Elon Musk who said that. Like, what? In a tweet. You can't put Pandora back in Pandora's box or whatever. And it's like, this man can't be this stupid, can
yeah,
he?
Yeah, I'm about to say that's dumb.
I mean, have you been following his shit? He's fucking dumb.
Yeah, I don't know.
He changed the name of Twitter, and no one fucking uses it because it's so fucking dumb.
Everybody
I still
just,
use it.
Yeah, everybody's so
no, I'm saying
Twitter.
No one calls it.
The oh, yeah, name. I just call it Twitter, yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, that should get dead named. I don't care.
Yeah.
He'll dead name his kids, dead name his website.
Once he stops dead naming his kids, I might consider not dead naming Twitter.
No, I'm still dead naming it.
Fair enough.
To be fair, it's a fucking letter. What is this fucking Sesame Street?
It always just sounds bad when you're like, oh yeah, find me on x.com.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, pornography.
You
gotta
see a butthole there. Straight up, like,
yeah, you can.
Type in an extra x on accident. Oh, God.
It does not show Atlantis. It shows that the ship was searching for a hole that leads to the center of the Earth. What the fuck?
Whoa.
Whoa, dude.
There's a hole in the bottom of the sea.
There's a hole in the bottom of the sea. Wait, Brandon loves that shit.
And then we go further in, and we see... going back to the Futurama. Yeah.
And what's there inside the hole in the bottom of the sea?
There's a frog on the log.
You hop on the frog on the log.
You return to the Seeker and use the map to locate this incredible shaft to the center of the Earth.
Oh, yeah.
Who loves you, baby? Using some guesswork to interpret the map, you discover the tunnel opening, which appears to be roughly 100 feet in diameter. That's pretty big. The sonar readings indicate the hole.
Girl, it's a booty hole.
The hole has no bottom. Alrighty, guys. If you decide to descend into the hole, turn to page 65. If you decide to, it is time to go back up to the surface, turn to page 65.
In the hole!
In the hole! In the hole!
We're taking the hole.
Why are the choices continue your adventure or
quit?
Go back.
Loser!
Be adventurous or be a loser.
Sorry, I went to page 69 and you get a laser pistol sometime.
Whoa.
I want a laser pistol. Pew. Why not go? Who would believe it? The center of the Earth. Oh my god, you're gonna end up in the fucking, the core and fucking burn up and die.
You're like, whoa, what's the...
Or it's like the movie, The Core, and you have to reignite it. Because Earth stops working.
Come on. Come on, just with a fucking lighter.
I love that
movie. I've
never
heard of this movie. What?
There's two core movies where they journey into the center of the Earth to reignite it. Ridiculous, but really fun. If you ever saw the South Park episode where they face off against the hippies and try to go through the hippies, that's what that's based from.
See, that, you know what's sad? I have to get that from South Park reference.
No, same. I was like, I've never seen... Oh!
Yeah.
It's honestly a forgettable movie, but a really fun movie.
There's a game, by the way, with the South Park hippies.
With what?
Like, there's a Flash game with South Park of, like, your Cartman drooling.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
With the hippies.
It's so funny.
And then it would heat up in, like, 5 seconds.
You push the control column forward and dive deep. Soon there is no more water, just a heavy gas that acts like water. You look at a world of colors and drifting forms.
It's just the carbon monoxide.
Hold on,
you're
a gas that acts like water?
The colors are in your head.
That happens underwater.
Because you're hallucinating.
That's like a legit thing.
But
if a gas is heavy enough, it can be heavier than water.
Yeah.
Okay, alright.
It's not usually, it's not air.
You know, like, gas and liquid, they're both states of matter, so I'm like, how can a liquid be a gas? How can a gas be a liquid?
It's that one gas that, like, if you breathe it in, it makes your voice really deep.
There's something that can kill you because it's just, like, too high density. Yeah. Like, yeah.
You're my density.
I just got confused, that's all. We spring.
You pass by layers of rock and sand. Suddenly, you sail into a gooey mass that almost fouls the Seeker's propellers. Then the Seeker's engine stops, and you are pulled along through the semi-liquid material by something like gravity or magnetism.
Oh no, it's a slime.
You burst through a thick elastic membrane and enter an area of giant atoms. What the fuck? We just entered the Quantumania. Electrons whirl around you at high speed.
What?
There's plenty of room to maneuver between these fast moving
particles. I think
you're
just dying.
Did we just shrink?
The electrons are revolving around a small mass you know is called the nucleus. You are able to avoid collisions with the electrons. What a world! Maybe you're having hallucinations.
If you crash into one, you can give Jimmy Neutron an aneurysm.
Brain blast!
It's not really actually how electrons work. Actually.
If you continue on this trip to the center of the Earth, turn to page 88. If you turn back, turn to page 89.
No, I'm done, actually. Let's go home.
Let's go home. Let's fucking quit.
No.
Okay, I want to keep going.
Let's go for it.
But I just love that it's always just like, or you can go back.
This shit is too much. Yeah, I need to go.
Like, 180. Like,
okay, this one more time. We're turning this around.
If you kids do one more thing. All right, back to Winnipeg. That's a Simpsons one, so I can't take credit for it. The electrons whirl about at dizzy speeds, and you continue until you get to a spot where your instruments indicate that there is no time.
What?
The clock stop. Oh my god, you're a clock stopper.
Are we in the center of
is
the
is it
universe?
Like a black hole? Are we entering like a singularity in a
black
hole?
We're entering Quantumania, bitch.
Okay.
Horrible movie.
We're entering the universe.
It was okay.
Horrible movie.
That wasn't horrible. Bill Murray was great.
Bill Murray was great, but it was just a horrible movie.
I don't care how it was horrible.
It wasn't fun.
It was fun. I know what you're talking about.
It wasn't fun for me.
You don't know what fun is anymore.
Wait, which movie? What?
I don't.
Quantumania.
Oh, yeah, I don't like Marvel, so...
Yeah, that's fair. That's
I haven't watched it because I've just been burnt out on Marvel.
I'm dead inside. Honestly, I think at that point, that's what I was...
Because that's right where, now. Like, some of the movies, people are like, no, it's good, and I'm like, I can't.
You watched Marvel, so quiet down.
I still
watch... I liked that one. I like some of them, but I just... There's some where I'm like, I just can't anymore. I can't be bothered to give a shit. Is that fair?
That's fair.
Yeah, I get it.
I'm just sexist, that's all.
You liked Marvels.
I did. I really enjoyed Marvels. Marvels was a lot of fun. Like, it was way better than Quantumania.
Yes,
that much.
I agree.
But Quantumania was not the worst one.
Okay, it wasn't the worst.
I think Love and Thunder.
It's just
was worse.
Like I had so much more fun watching a lot of the things that were written badly than this one because like it. I don't know. It
I enjoyed
weird.
When it wasn't written well.
No, he's got a point. Because if something's like really bad, then it's a fun again.
None of them are written poorly. They're just written like with mid. Yeah, mid.
Okay. Mid. Oh, go perfect.
Which does not work in the sense of watching it for it's so bad.
Yeah.
When it's so mediocre, it's just not fun anymore.
I just find it weird.
I guess you're right. I guess it's not bad. It's just mediocre.
Exactly. Yeah, it's mediocre.
You're right.
With It still weirds me out that Iron Man 2 is technically just, like, an Ayn Rand wet dream.
I don't remember. Okay, anyways. Yeah. let's go back to the
I kept saying Quantumania is my fault. I apologize. The clock stopped, the speed indicator stops, your heart stops, and yet you are alive. Every sense in your body seems more alive than ever before. You are on drugs. You hear beautiful music and see lights that you feel and taste as well.
How about Zach? It tastes colors.
Peace and well-being fill you. You are dead. What are you talking about?
Is this 2001?
This is 2001, yeah. You become aware of other beings close to you. No one has entered through the only hatch, and yet there are other presences in the Seeker. Turning around, you see three Atlanteans. Then you feel that the Seeker has become just a thought, and that the people from Atlantis have entered your mind and are aboard the Seeker. You try to enter their thoughts, but they tell you that you have not journeyed far enough yet to be able to become a thought traveler.
This is a ripoff of 2001.
It's, I mean, yeah, duh.
It's gotta be.
If you turn back from the stranger...
No, let's go home! Let's go home!
If you decide to travel in through thought time space, turn to page 96.
I want
to
travel through thought time space.
Super vote. I want to go home.
I want to go home. I want to go home. I want to go home.
Alright, we're using the super vote.
He's using the
super vote.
You've entered the middle of a black hole. If you want to turn back?
Yes, sure, why not?
First sentence. This is too much for you. It is like a nightmare and you decide to turn back. But going back is much harder than you expected. The electrons whirl closer and closer to you as though they were guards keeping you from leaving.
Oh.
It is difficult to guide the Seeker in this maze of atoms. The instruments are useless now. The figures of the Atlanteans disappear. Suddenly, you're caught in the electric membrane that almost stopped you before. It sticks to the Seeker, holding you back. You want to be free and return to the world you have known all your life. You lose consciousness and wake up several hours later in your sea suit floating above the hole in the ocean floor. The Seeker is gone. You're dazed. Did you dream the whole thing? Slowly, you return to the surface, but the moray has disappeared.
Oh.
You can't decide how much time has elapsed. You realize that your crew must think you are lost forever, and you know they are right. The waves rock your unresisting body back and forth. As you float alone in the vast sea, you feel your strength slowly draining away.
We really just went
the
home.
End.
Okay, no. Let's go
we
further.
We died.
Okay, we're going to go to page 96 then.
I mean, I figured it wouldn't just be like, okay, bye. And then you just go home and live a normal life.
I see too much.
A thought traveler? You realize that people do it all the time in daydreams. Of course you want to be a thought traveler, but how?
Does it mean like astral projection?
I guess?
So you could have just stayed home and like taken drugs.
Yeah.
Astral projecting now. I need the sheet talisman to do this, guys.
Uh-huh.
The Atlanteans speak softly and tell you that all things are the same. Past, present, future are all the same.
One more thing.
It simply requires you to concentrate and put your thoughts where you wish them to be. You try, and amazingly, you are rapidly rushed through time to the day you were born, then to the day you made your first deep sea dive.
What the heck?
Your mind flies from one time in your life to another, but when it comes to the future, you meet a blank wall. You can't seem to travel into the future. This is like the first line in the book. I've never had to do his voice yet until now. Oh man, why can't I travel ahead in time? You ask the Atlanteans. They reply.
They just speak well.
Good time. I'm gonna put reverb on that so it sounds
there
cool.
You go.
So now I had to re-say it because you interrupted me and you're gonna be reverbed.
Yes. Oh
my god.
Please!
Oh, suddenly you whirl through time into the outer reaches of the universe where you can actually feel the light going through you. You cast no shadow. A sense of peace fills you. Two options, guys.
Oh, finally.
Go back.
If you decide to drop out of thought travel and return to Earth life, turn to page 110. If not, the end.
What?
It just says the end.
Do you want to stop reading here? Or do you want
to read here? This is a good spot to
stop. As funny as it is, this is just getting real.
Okay,
I love it.
I respected the choices at the beginning. I don't know about...
It's this
strong. Oh my god. You become Bruce Campbell.
Questionable.
Okay.
Alright, we thought travel, I guess. Astral
okay, we're gonna thought travel. Alright. Think travel. Oh my god, you fight like fucking Atlanteans with big old schnozzes.
Let's go!
Holy shit, you are Bruce Campbell! I'll show you the picture in a second. Over 1,000 years of thought travel later, you are called into the main thinking room.
1,000 years?
You are told that you may now return to Earth life. You have doubts about going back, but you are curious to see what changes have occurred while you are living in Atlantis. What a sight greets you as you circle Earth at an altitude of 1,000 feet? The great cities of the world, New York, London, Paris, and Hong Kong, are overgrown with vegetation. The roads leading into the cities are barely visible. But you see signs of new settlements. There are clusters of buildings spread out in the countryside. You don't see any smokestacks. There are a few roads and no cars. The people live a simple life, providing themselves with food, shelter, and clothing. You wish to join this hippie convo.
Well,
there you go. That's fucking Bruce Campbell.
Oh my
god. Yeah, you are.
That is Bruce Campbell.
I did not expect this style of drawing.
Yeah. Alright, yeah, that's a happy ending, I guess.
We really were the Atlantis the entire time.
I kind of love
the Atlantis
book.
Was inside of all of us.
There's a lot of choices in this book, that's what I say, like...
Do you want to go back?
We really are the journey to the sea.
See, now you can fish, now that you're retired from the thought
there was
travel.
No, I guess we kind of fished. We krakened.
The hardest part with Googling choose your own adventure fish is there's a lot of, like, fake AI stuff that you can do, or, like, it will take you on an adventure. To do that, and it's like, it's hard to cycle that shit out of Google and Bing and all those other search sites.
No, I actually really like this book, though.
Yeah, this was a good book. This was
no
a fun
fishing,
one.
But it was, like, what the hell happened at the end?
That was weird. Bruh. That was a weird one.
I guess, yeah.
Oh shit, you can fight a shark, it looks like.
You become your own great-grandfather.
Read from the shark.
Okay, I don't know how you got here, but moving cautiously, you climb up to the sides of the canyon, hoping to reach the ocean floor. You leave the seeker in the grips of the giant squid. Oh, this is if you would have left the squid. So, hey, it would have been one of our choices, technically. Your plan is to signal for help with a dye marker that will float to the surface and make a bright yellow patch in the ocean. Ah, it's just a pee. The crewmen above have been instructed to watch for emergency signals. They will send help. Once you reach the ledge above the canyon and feel slightly safer, you see the most feared of all sea creatures, a huge shark, even though a giant fucking squid was just there. Okay.
I'm more scared of squid.
Yeah. Same? That thing was way bigger than the shark.
Yeah, I was going to say. And
also, it's like an unknown animal.
Yeah. It begins,
are aggressive.
It begins to circle towards you, and you know that you are in its target.
Punch the shark.
You wonder whether you could fire your emergency propulsion charge that will send you rapidly to the surface. The shark is fast. He might catch you anyway. You also
that
know
shark
that,
is fast.
That you'll get the bends from the rapid rise to the surface.
Makes people.
Oh wait, never mind.
Okay,
yeah,
okay,
I thought the propulsion charge was like literally shooting it at the shark, not getting shot up. I'm sorry, because the other one is wait quietly, hoping that the shark will go away.
This sounds familiar. Oh,
shoot, shoot.
They're probably gonna lead it back into the other story.
Who knows? Let's see if let's do nothing, guys, because it has a funny picture.
Yeah.
I'll show you guys when I'm done reading. You wait for the shark to go away, but then you notice other sharks coming in, joining the hunt. Circle you, coming closer and faster each time. It is too late. There is no escape. Here's a picture of you.
Held up, Sam.
Beautiful.
Oh my god.
Who wants to describe this picture for our people at home? Sam, here you go.
So
Bruce Campbell.
Bruce Campbell is in one of those like old timey diving suits, and he looks terrified.
He's going, whoa.
Like, he's, like, shitting himself terrified.
Like, he is, whoa!
And it says the sharks, but it shows, like, three fish that are just, like, I've seen more intimidating shit at our local PetSmart.
It looks like he's afraid of the regular fish.
Yeah, it's, like, some, like, goldfish ass and, like, some long skinny ones, and they're just kind of like, eh.
Angelfish.
I guess.
I don't know. I can't see it from here. I'm
I don't think that's an angelfish.
No, there's no angelfish. Sorry, there were angelfish earlier.
So I like the like eel thing that like just has a little dot eye and it's just
meh. Yeah, that guy's cool.
But yeah, they're just like, he looks like he's terrified of them, and I'm like, I get the sharks, because,
Well, guys, I think that was a pretty fun little book.
Yeah,
I was about to say.
That was great.
I love the old school choose your own adventures because they're so batshit crazy. So if you ever want to choose one for your birthday or any special occasion, I will consider it.
So
did we ever report Atlantis and get famous then?
Nope.
I think
all of civilization died.
Oh.
No, I think we went back in like the air, like before.
No, you went to the future.
Yeah, because the cities were still there.
He was like over New York and it was over
vegetation. You're right.
And he didn't go back to the past to play the shady games that suck ass.
He just became the angry... One version is you can go back and become the angry video game nerd.
I mean, if you put glasses on him and a little button up, sure, he could be the AVGN.
Bruce Campbell, AVGN.
Yeah. Hello, I'm Bruce Campbell, and this game pisses me off.
You know what's bullshit?
You know what's bullshit? Not being able to use my boomstick.
In this game.
Fuck this game. Literally shoots it. Thank you for joining us on Drunken Book Club, an official unofficial Goosebumps podcast. Like I said before, we don't always read choose your own adventure books like this. We will try to tend to probably actually no we're gonna be fucking around with choose your own. We're gonna give yourself goosebumps, but I do have plans to do other choose your own adventures kind of based around other movies.
Oh, okay.
For instance, for May the 5th, I still want to read the choose your own adventure Star Wars one that I found. That
Yay.
Is literally The New Hope, and I think you're a character in it. You're a write-in character.
May the 4th.
May the 5th.
And 5th.
Revenge of the 5th.
Yeah, exactly.
May Return of the 7th. And then I also have one planned out for Mad Max Fury Road, because I picked up a Mad Max style adventure book that actually has RPG shit.
Ooh.
Like, it's written by what's it called? Steve Jackson, the guy who, what's it called? He's the guy who owns the Munchkin and all those other games.
Like, oh, like okay.
Stats. Yeah, and GURPS. And there's actual stats and shit, ooh. Yeah. And you have to roll for them.
Whoa.
Sweet. That sounds fun.
Yeah. So that'll be fun. But normally we do Goosebumps-related books.
Shit.
Yeah, I know. I'm pissed off that we didn't do one, too.
No, I realized I forgot to pick up my meds.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no. You're me.
What?
But, sorry, I don't know why I'm laughing. This is sad. It makes me sad.
Well, I'm going to see how late the other pharmacy is opened, if I can get it tomorrow after work.
Yeah. Yay. But yeah, that was the episode. If you like what you heard, make sure to like, subscribe wherever you're listening to us, and leave a review wherever you can. You can follow us at @DBC_pod on Twitter, and at Drunken Book Club on Blue Sky. And if you really enjoyed the podcast, we also have a Patreon at patreon.com/drunkenbookclub, where for $1 you get bonus content every week. You get these episodes early, our show notes for episodes that actually have show notes. It really does mean a lot now, currently, because I'm in a financially unstable situation. Wouldn't mind $1 here and there, guys. Help me buy chicken nuggets at Burger King, because that's like the only thing for $1 nowadays.
Yeah. No, that's more than $1 now.
Oh,
they raised it.
No!
Yeah, it's inflation, man, I swear. You can buy a cereal box.
Yay!
Don't get Kellogg's.
Yay!
Anyways.
Kellogg me. And Sam, where can we find you?
You can find me on Tumblr and occasionally Twitter at Berserker Rose.
Brandon? You can find me on x.com. Eldritch Maid.
How dare you? Oh god, I added one extra.
Sex.com.
Extra X. I saw the other side of Brandon's.
Oh, you said sex.com? Oh no.
It's his OnlyFans.
Noelia.
Oh my goodness. You can find me on Fiverr and Beejin, I guess, at May Myriads.
Yeah, you on that too or something? Or are you just pointing that
out?
Oh
yeah, I'm glad she's finally on Beejin.
Yeah. And we
You can find me on YouTube and Instagram for Septander, where I am currently getting help with a
PNG
YouTuber. So I've always wanted to do video essays. I want to see how it feels.
Yeah.
And then you're going to sell someone a house, like, let someone use their house and then try to evict them and do a whole MLM scheme.
Yeah, there you
we'll
go.
We'll talk about the evils of MLM.
Exactly.
Live the dream.
Live the dream.
I want to make sure I get this right because I've never heard the term PNGTuber, but that's like Saber Sparks and those kind of
people. Yeah,
right?
Basically, okay. Yeah.
That's what I've never heard the term PNGTuber, so yeah. I had to make sure. But, okay, cool.
Yeah,
cool.
VTuber's taken though.
Yeah. Yeah, they're technically not VTubers, so.
Yeah, that's true.
Because they literally are just PNGs. They're just like,
it's always somebody with the crossed arms, and they're mad, and then they're talking about some subject, and they put their arm out this thing is over here.
No, guys, I want to talk about heavy metal and cartoons, and then talk about Goosebumps stuff. Can you guys make me a PNGTuber going, huh?
I gotta say, the ones Noelia made me are so good, though. Yeah. They're so
I'll have to show you guys.
They're so great.
I'm down to see. But yeah, that's, I have time now, so I figure I kind of want to start on my YouTube channel again and do stuff.
Dude, yeah.
But yeah, I've got time for a little bit. Afro Circus. Afro Circus. Polka dot, polka dot. Afro.
I'm going to listen to some Jethro Tull and just stare into space for a little bit.
Jethro Tull? You can listen to better than that. Listen to King Gizzard Lizard. King Gizzard Wizard Lizard.
But I can't do the flute solos.
Yeah.
So.
Can you play a gas flute?
Gas flute?
Gas flute.
What's gas flute?
I said gas flute.
Oh.
He's trying to do the Rick Armist or the Fred Armistead. From fucking Anchorman, I think.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yes. When he's doing do the Yaz flute for us, mister.
Oh, that.
The Yaz flute. I hate it.
I don't like Fred Armisen 90% of the time. Like, he's not that funny to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like a lot of the same things he does, but he's very tiring.
He's in that same boat with Kristen Wiig of he needs to be directed.
Yeah, off a cliff.
Whoa! Hot takes.
Shots fired on a person I don't even personally know. He's probably a chill guy.
He was apparently, according to John Mulaney, at his intervention.
Yeah.
Because he says that. He's like, the funny thing is there's a lot of comedians in that room being like, super serious and like, we're concerned for you. As your friend.
Yeah. So that's a good thing that he was at his intervention to help him.
Yeah, it's like,
sorry.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Okay, like, sorry. I thought you were saying that he's a fucking asshole trying to make him quit drugs. I'm like, whoa, Sam.
Hold up.
Hold up here.
No, like, it's a good thing that he was...
Yeah, so he had more whatever John Mulaney does.
Comedy, I guess.
If you call that comedy.
I mean, I like his stuff.
But... I like his stuff, too. Comedy. I'm kidding. I do think he's pretty funny.
Big laugh. That's all I can think of.
Yeah. All right, that's everything. Play us off, water music. Okay. Okay, bye. Underneath the water, where everything is pretty, I met the girls and we went swimming. I held my breath until finally I died, and I left my friends for the other side. Everything was gold and everything was green. I saw a sea monkey king and a sea monkey queen. Anyway, can I draw my
the first time
you asked the Atlantean.
Like, this sounds so stupid.
You, oh wait, you know what? I'm gonna change it to a high guy.